You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was announced yesterday by Justice Minister Andrew Little that the government would be introducing a new legislation, allowing people to enrol on Election Day next year. Recommendations by the Election Commission also included small changes to law, such as the voting ballot in public places, further measures to protect the electoral process, and in the event of any significant emergencies or crises, and as well as making it a little easier for New Zealanders to vote from overseas. Now, here is Andrew Little talking on Radio New Zealand about the announcement.
When we have now so many voters voting in advance of Election Day itself, having different rules for what would be over half the electorate who choose to vote before the designated election day, and whatever proportion votes on election day are having different rules apply, it's a simple matter of fairness. One thing that electoral integrity requires, it is that every voter has the same rules applying to them. And
now, in response to this, National are accusing the Labor government of trying to manipulate the voting law in order to boost their chances at the next election. National MP Nick Smith had this to say on the matter.
Well, the first thing is that the change in the electoral law is both being done sneakily and in an unprecedented way. New Zealand's very unusual. We don't have a constitution, we don't have a second house, and so by simple majority you can pass laws to change the Electoral Act. Now, the convention has been for more than 40 years that changes in electoral law are only made on a cross-party basis.
So what does this mean for New Zealanders and their votes for the next coming election? Well, I had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Lara Greaves, a lecturer at the University of Auckland, who specialises in New Zealand politics and public policy. We discussed the new legislation as well as some of the concerns behind New Zealanders not voting.
Yeah, we know that feeling disempowered leads people to be less likely to vote. So if they feel like they're not getting their say at all, then one reaction to that is to be like pissed off and to go and protest about it, or you know, be an activist. But that's the minority of people.
That's right.
Most people just kind of then shrink away from it and go, okay, I'm not. They don't think of themselves as like someone who, they're not going to necessarily. I mean, there's two reactions if you go to vote and you get turned away. One is to get angry, and one is to kind of just shrink away and not do it again. And so I think it's really the Electoral Commission and stuff. They said that they're concerned about that second group of people and trying to get that second group of people some more, like that kind of right to vote that we all have, because that's what we're meant to have in a democracy, is we're all meant to be able to just vote.
So Andrew Little announced this legislation yesterday to allow enrolment on election day for next year's election. And do you believe that these changes will have their desired effect?
I think so. I think that there's some concern that people say that, oh, well, it's going to create more administrative burden for the Electoral Commission. But again, the people who are not enrolled, who go to vote on election day, these people aren't necessarily going to now turn around and register to vote. It's just that now, you know, it's a relatively small group of people. They're actually going to be heard. I think that it's going to be a lot, this whole opening up. So people in that advanced voting period at the moment have been able to vote in malls, for example. And we know that, like, I think 15,000 people cast their vote at, like, one of the malls on the North Shore last time.
Oh, right.
But you haven't been able to do that on Election Day. Mm. So they changed one of the regulations so that you can now vote on Election Day in a place where there's a liquor licence, because that was one of those old rules where people used to try and ply voters with alcohol.
Of course, yeah.
So they've gotten rid of that.
Yeah.
And they've gotten rid of people having to, on Election Day, count the votes at the location that they are cast. So there's no need for them to set up, you know, some kind of counting secret place in malls to be able to count those votes. That mall rule is going to be quite useful for people, I think, because they'll just be getting their, or that supermarket rule, because they'll be getting their shopping, they'll just be hanging out doing whatever, and there could be, you know, they see the promotional stuff and they go, oh, there's an election, and they go and vote. So that's I think, going to be a positive thing. And then also, they're saying stuff, they haven't necessarily said what they're going to do on this, is around strengthening the process in the event of a natural disaster, or helping more people with disabilities that mean that they can't leave their house to vote, and making it easier to vote from overseas. So it'll be interesting to see what in particular they put in to law around that, and what they do in procedurally. In summary, I kind of just think it's all quite positive to just allow more people to vote, really.
It was interesting what we touched on there about some of the old laws that, of course, are hindering the ways that we vote. Do you kind of see this new legislation as a way of modernising, of making the election process more up-to-date and more accessible to most people?
Yeah, we're getting there. I think it's a step in the right direction. There's every election, the Electoral Commission put out a report with their recommendations, and there are a couple of things that they haven't looked at doing this time, is things like people on the Māori roll being able to move to the general roll and back when they just like how people move roles when they move house. So there's little things like that. They haven't quite sort of gone as far as that, or gone as far as exploring things like online voting, or gone that sort of far, as far as giving prisoners their voting rights back as well. But generally, these are steps in the right direction.
In response, National's Nick Smith commented on the matter by saying same-day enrolment favoured left-wing parties. Do you believe this new legislation damages the integrity of our democracy?
I think there's a legitimate argument there, and I think just because of the fact that we're going to be voting on cannabis next election, so people will see it as in, like, if I'm thinking of some mates that I have that aren't the kind of voter type of person, and if I go to them, hey, come and vote today, you can enrol, and you can vote on the legalisation of cannabis, people are probably going to go to vote for that and then vote while they're there. So there's a little bit around the referenda that they're going to hold, and it's looking like they're going to do a euthanasia one as well, that will motivate turnout, and that may, especially the cannabis one, motivate some people who haven't been enrolled to vote to go and enrol. But that being said, there are some, like, there is a left-wing bias in those who are not enrolled to vote. So I can see them making that argument. But then on the other hand, like, it's one of those sort of positive steps in allowing more people to vote. We've seen National, when was that, about 2012, remove prisoner voting rights, for example. So there's always going to be arguments as to, oh, well, prisoners were never going to vote for National, so National did that. And there's always going to be arguments that, oh, people who can't get organised to vote are going to vote Labor. So, you know, there's always going to be those arguments. But fundamentally, you have to just kind of move past that and move in the direction of more people being able to vote more of the time. Because we have seen, and a real concerning thing for us as political scientists, is that decrease in voter turnout over the past few decades. And it's just dropping, you know, it went up last election, but it's just generally, it's a downward trend.
Do you believe that we will see further changes with the election system? And if so, what would these recommendations, you know, what should they be?
Further sort of things around, yeah, just those little alterations. I think that there's going to be, I mean, there's just been a Waitangi Tribunal hearing on prisoner voting rights, mm-hmm. and Labor have indicated that they support that before the election, before they were elected. So I think there's something is going to happen around that, and it's interesting they haven't announced that in this week of changes. And I think that there will be things around, if we do move to what some of those Scandinavian countries have done, which is, okay, you turn 18, we know that you exist and you're a citizen of New Zealand or a long-term resident of New Zealand, mm-hmm. and you automatically get enrolled. And it'll be interesting to see if they do that, because we know about 10% of people aren't enrolled, and there's huge biases relating to age. So it'll be interesting to see if they go down that route, and those seem to be sort of the changes that we could see coming up. And that one that I mentioned around Māori being able to, at the moment, if you're of Māori descent, you've got to wait every 5 years. You get to choose whether you go to the Māori role or the general role. And so they're looking at, and they've recommended the last couple of reports on the election, introducing that, so Māori are able to move between roles.
And I'll put my hand up. We didn't get this entirely right in government, okay? So I get all of that.
BFM. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.